Hare Krishna. Question from Sunil Prabhu. What is the difference between Arjuna's consciousness in 1.35 and 2.8? In 1.35, he's saying that he doesn't want to fight even if it is for gaining the three worlds, what to speak of the earth. Then in 2.7, he surrenders to Krishna. And then again in 2.8, he says that the grief which is sapping him will not be overcome even if he attains the three worlds. So, before surrendering and after surrendering, what is the actual difference? Has the surrender made any difference to Arjuna? Answer. There are phases in Arjuna's development of thought. So, he comes prepared for war. 1.20 describes how he has raised his bow. And he's about to fight. But then at that time, he tells Krishna, please senayor ubhayar madhye ratham sthapayane achyuta. Please take my chariot in between the two armies. And then, when he sees apashyat, tatra apashyat sthan. So he says, when he sees all the warriors, especially his relatives, from various generations assembled on the war field, he is overwhelmed by compassion. Kripaya paraya vishtu. And then he starts giving various reasons why he should not fight. And at that point, one of the reasons he gives is, if somebody says you will win so much, he said, what is the use of winning so much if it is at the cost of, what is the gain? The loss is far greater than the gain, he says. That the loss and the pain from the loss will be so great that the gain will not be any tangible thing. That's why he says, I won't want to fight even for the sake of attaining heavens. Now, after that, he continues that reasoning from 1.31 onwards till the end of the first chapter. And even in the second chapter also, initially he is continuing that. When he says, Katham Bhishma Maham Sankhe in 2.4, how can I fight against Bhishma and Drona? Better that I live by begging instead of live on the spoils obtained by their blood. But then in 2.6, he says that I don't know what is good. Nachaitad vidmah katarannyo gariyo yadva jayeme divano jayeyu yaneva hatvana jijivishamas te avasthitaha pramukhe dhartharashtra. So he says that I don't know what is good and what is bad because I am, whether I should win or whether I should die or whether I should lose, none of the options are palatable. And therefore he surrenders. And he is pruchami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha. So, I ask you, Arjuna, Krishna, what is my dharma? Please tell me. And then after that, he says, now, often people are told that if you are feeling cool, if you are feeling miserable, just go out and enjoy. Sometimes when people get depressed on their jobs, they're told, oh, you just take a break, go to some hill station, have a life, enjoy. And then you come back and then you can resume the normal grind. So, Krishna, there, that means, here when 2.8 Arjuna is saying that no, I don't think this grief will be going by winning even heaven, what to speak of the earth. So his point is that he wants knowledge of dharma. Prichami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha. So whereas initially in the first chapter when he says that even the obtaining of heaven is not of much use, will not be of any use, there he is talking more from the point of view of at his level of consciousness, at the level of his level of reasoning, he's saying this is not a better option, that is a better option. So initially he has more or less made the decision that I will not fight. Whereas in 2.8, his decision is not that I will not fight, his decision is that I need enlightenment. I need what is knowledge. And in an unenlightened way, even if I act, and even if I succeed, still that will not serve the purpose. So, whereas the statement in 1.35 is more based on a profit-loss calculation at a material level of consciousness, where Arjuna feels the loss of one's loved ones will outweigh the profit of gaining a phenomenal kingdom. So, he says, I will not fight. Whereas, in 2.8, Arjuna is saying that unenlightened action, no matter how successful, will not lead to any happiness. Leave alone happiness, it will not lead to even the removal of grief. And therefore, I will not act without enlightenment. So, whereas 1.35 was a part of a whole set of arguments against fighting, 2.8 is not a part of that argument. 2.8 is an expression of one's resolve to not continue to live in an enlightened way, but to stop everything else for the sake of gaining enlightenment. So 2.8 reinforces the request in 2.5, Prichhamitvam dharma sammoodhacetaha. So I ask you, what is dharma? Please tell me. Without knowing what is dharma, without knowing what is the right course of action, nothing else, even the most outstanding success for a warrior in terms of attaining, conquering the heavens, even that will not drive my grief. So it's a fervent expression of the absolute necessity of enlightenment and the utter inadequacy of anything else for acting as a substitute for enlightenment. So therefore, although what Arjuna is saying is at stake, or what will not solve the problem in terms of attaining heavens, the statement he is saying in 1.35 and 2.8 are the same, but the intention is substantially different. Thank you. Hare Krishna.